Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know, we do a show every week for the American College of Sports Medicine, and we talk about sports medicine and sports and kids and activities. Well, one thing we don't talk enough about, and I think we probably will now since this is coming out more and more in the news, new research finds that although overall injury rates for cheerleading are lower than most other high school sports, these injuries tend to be more severe when they do occur. Cheerleading, they are trying to get it labeled as a sport. This new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics found that cheerleading ranked 18 out of 22 high school sports in terms of injury rate, but ranked second behind gymnastics. Yikes, my son's in gymnastics. In the proportion of injuries that resulted in athlete needing to sit out for at least 3 weeks or for the entire season, male cheerleaders were more likely to suffer injuries, and most mishaps occurred during practice. One of the reasons for this is that because it's not necessarily considered a sport, it doesn't have the same regulations, doesn't have the same mats. Sometimes they do these cheerleading practices on a gym floor. They're throwing people up in the air. They're doing tumbling. They're doing all sorts of things. And there's no adequate, I mean, at least even with gymnastics, there's a softened floor and there's mats all around. Concussions were found to be the most common injury diagnosis, accounting for 31% of the cheerleading injuries, but that concussion rates among cheerleaders were lower than all the other high school sports combined. So mostly it's ligament sprains, muscle strains, fractures. And, it doesn't necessarily surprise people in the cheerleading community, but it is surprising that they're getting hit, not necessarily hitting the ground, but getting hit by other people, body parts, elbows, things, flying across the ground and hitting somebody else. So the efforts are being made to ensure the safety of student cheerleaders, and it's not considered a sport in some states, just like I said, which greatly limits the resources available to participants. So that's something, if you have a child that is a cheerleader, that you might want to take into account, because it is actually rather dangerous, a high injury rate, and the injuries that do happen tend to be more severe than some other sports. I mean, they don't have pads, at least in football. And in hockey, where you hear about concussions and injuries of all sorts, there's pads, there's helmets, there's all kinds of things. But gymnasts and cheerleaders don't get any of that protective gear. So I know I worry about it pretty much on a daily basis. As I said, my son is a rings guy, and he's a gymnast, and it kind of freaks me out. But if you have a cheerleader or a gymnast, you might want to go and see your coach, see the school, see what precautions are taken to keep your kids safe from injuries, even though some injuries are likely to happen. But like I said, without gear and the things that these sports need, then the injury rate is pretty high. So if you're a parent, go talk to your school. Be proactive. Find out from the coaches what's involved. And also, more people were sickened by the virus that linked to a Chipotle restaurant in Boston. And this is not E. coli, and we're making sure that everyone understands it's not E. coli. This is a highly contagious and easily passed along virus called the norovirus. And 120 more students were suspected of catching it after eating at a restaurant in Cleveland Circle. So I think that we're watching Chipotle there. I say it different every time I say it. My son gets mad at me. It's something to watch out for. We're going to keep an eye on it on the news here because it's important. And whether it worries you or not, always go to a place that you know and trust and wash your hands. This is Melanie Cole. Got a great show coming up. Stay tuned.